Tonight we talk way too much about animal cruelty. Take a listen on how much we are divided tonight, Cannibal Holocaust, on the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast. You're listening to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast. I am Joe.
Jay here.
Hey, guys, it's Matt.
Hi, Justin here.
So, Cannibal Holocaust was released on February 7th, 1980, and it was directed by Ruggiero Donato. This movie was written by Gianfranco Clerci and is about an American film crew who disappears while shooting a documentary in the Amazon rainforest on cannibal tribes. After the crew, consisting of Alan, Faye, Jack, and Mark, fail to return from the project, NYU anthropologist Harold Monroe ventures into the rainforest to help find the missing crew. While searching, he's guided by Chaco and Miguel, his guides, and learns about the indigenous tribes and their wild rituals. Unable to locate the missing crew, he returns with the footage they shot and soon learns the horror about the crew that he never expected to see. This film stars Robert Kerman as Hal Monroe and was distributed by United Arts Europa. Okay, so I want to just start off by saying that...
We're sorry.
Yeah. So I'm
That's
sorry.
That's number one.
Right. I'm sorry. You know, we're talking about Cannibal Holocaust, and I'm just curious. Like, first thing I just want to ask, have any of you guys ever even heard of the movie before?
Yes.
Justin has. Jay, you did.
I have, but only recently, because the way that I found out about...
Because I told you to watch it.
Well, I would say I found out about maybe a week ago. I got a text message from my friend Joe, and he was like, hey, you want to watch this movie for a podcast?
I ruined your fucking joke. All right.
Yeah. No, so... Sorry. I found out about this movie, in all honesty, through a TV show called Cursed Films.
Oh,
have you guys heard of it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that. Yeah. There was an episode.
So I watched that whenever that came out, a year or 2 years ago.
Yep. On
and that's how I found out about the movie, and I never heard of it before. So I saw this documentary, essentially, about the movie, which I've never seen, and I completely forgot about it until you brought it up for this episode. And I was like, oh, shit. I think I've heard about this before, and I looked into it and I started watching it. I was like, oh yeah, I've definitely seen something. So I had to backtrack and look into the cursed films, and I was like, yep, that's what it was.
Matt, did you ever hear this movie before?
I remember it as a kid. I never saw it. I thought it was what you asked me. Yeah, I heard of it. I knew of it as a kid. Like, it was a movie that, like,
Urban Legend.
Yeah. It was banned. Yeah, like this crazy movie, you know.
And it was always like things around it that were kind of like, you know, made it sound like it was some kind of like you know, a movie, but with actual murders in it and stuff like that, which people did think that it was. But we'll get into that. All right. So it's fair to say that no one did see the movie before this, obviously. So this is everybody's first time watching it. I've known about the movie just like you, like when we were kids. I also did see the episode that Jay was talking about because I watched that whole show. But I already knew about the movie, you know, before I saw that. I had not watched it in full or had seen like the uncut movie until the recent viewing I did for the podcast, because the movie is kind of edited and to some degree it has been in the past or whatever. This was definitely my first time watching the whole thing start to finish, like the way it was made and intended to be seen. But I had kind of already seen all like the gross shit, so I'm assuming your expectations are kind of like, this is going to be something. Was it kind of, it was a lot worse than you probably thought it was going to be, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Viscerally, yeah. Like miming, holding my face, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know when I would ever say anything like this ever again in my life, the sentence I'm about to say, but I was more disturbed by the turtle scene than the raping.
That is
a brand new sentence.
That is,
it's never been said. No, people say it all the time when they watch this fucking movie. But yeah.
Listen, damn, you know,
that's so wrong.
There was one scene in particular that actually like upset me. And that was the one for sure.
And that was real. That was the thing. It was real. Like,
yeah.
There are like seven animals killed for this movie.
I looked it up and that's what it was. They actually, I saw that they had to kill two monkeys when they chopped the monkey's head.
Yeah.
They had to kill two because they didn't get a good shot for the first one. So they had to take another one and cut that monkey's head open.
You know, Jay probably knows this from watching the documentary. If you guys don't know, when the movie came out, the director was arrested. And the reason was that they thought that there were actual murders in the movie. And the reason why they thought there were actual murders in the movie is because they had contractually asked the main film crew in the movie to not appear in anything
for a year.
Essentially. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you guys know. So for a year, so as to make it seem like they actually did die. And that was another way to further promote this movie. When you're watching a movie and you're under the impression that someone is killed, it's called a snuff film. So he was arrested. And the only way to basically prove his innocence was to have these people come forth and say, no, we weren't killed. The other problem was they thought they killed that girl. It is a very disturbing effect.
Honestly, I think it looked great.
All things considered. Considering what it, no, listen, I see your faces. Under the context of what it was, yes. It was so realistic. And I wasn't 100% sure that it wasn't real myself. And I'm like, that has to be fake, right? Like, they wouldn't show us that. And we're talking about the impaled woman, you guys, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, on the pike.
On the pike, yeah. And they had to basically show the courts video footage of when they were making the movie. Here's the effect. Here's how it works. Here she is. She's fine. Here's her getting off the special effect. You know, so they walked through her being on the fake pole and putting the fake pole in her mouth and like showing her get off.
They had her on a bicycle seat.
It was a bicycle seat. Yeah. So that was kind of, and anyone like that's curious could just look this particular thing I'm talking about up. Just Google it. It was on the fucking poster. So like, it's pretty horrific. And it's a completely naked woman with a pike basically shoved up her and coming out of her mouth. And it was like this native that they had, you know, sacrificed or whatever. But yeah, it was a fake effect. Probably one of the most realistic special effects I've ever seen in my life. And it's very, very, very disturbing. So that was another problem. They had to kind of prove that was not real. So the movie had like this huge controversy when it came out. It still does because it's very fucking disturbing. It's very graphic. It's probably one of the goriest movies ever made. A lot of people do consider that to be the goriest movie ever made. And you had actual animal deaths that weren't just like, oh, they shot this, whatever. There's something like that. But they massacre a couple animals and it's intense. Yeah.
Incredibly gratuitous, incredibly long drawn out scenes. And dude, like with the turtle in particular, how much it was still kicking and everything, like, oh my God.
Yeah. That scene in particular was way too drawn out. Like, it was so long. And like, I don't know what the actual runtime of that is, but to me, it felt like forever. And I was like, is this going to be over? And they just kept cutting to different shots, different angles, different scenes. They're cutting his shell off. They're getting his innards out and all this other, you know, and then the one guy is like playing with the head. And it's like, these aren't props. That's an actual turtle that you killed. For what purpose? So, like, make this stupid scene. I was going to say, if there's any silver lining to any of this, is that from what I read, at least, and I'm sure there's like some truth to it, if not entirely true, is that whatever animals that they did kill for the movie, they gave them to the tribes that were used as actors, like extras, to like do actually. I'm like, these things happen. Like, they do these things in, you know, Aborigine culture and things like that, like where they're using the animal and they're eating the brain and they're doing all this other stuff. But like, to know it exists and like not see it, to seeing someone like intentionally doing this when you come from a civilization where it's not normal and this is not a culturally thing. But apparently, from what I saw and like the documentary was talking about, like in the 60s through the 80s, like Italian cannibal cinema was a thing, and like they would do these things like somewhat regularly, which is odd to me that this type of cinematic culture existed anywhere. But that was like a big run.
How about when the native smacked his penis? Because I know that was a scripted scene.
I mean, I think in terms of like, oh God, I think you have to laugh at some of this stuff. But like, in terms of like filmmaking, this must have been the craziest fucking thing to be a part of.
Fuck that pig, man. That pig had it coming.
Oh, the pig got shot like he got assassinated like a fucking pussy.
Yeah. It's just like, I just don't understand, like, they were, like, the filmmakers themselves, like, the crew, the fictional crew, of course, why were they just so, like, evil incarnate? It was supposed to represent crew exploitation to get like bizarre footage to make. It was all fake.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I think the point of that was, I don't know, like, I feel like it wasn't like lost on me. I think it was like, you know, we were introduced to the, you know, our, I guess our main character, right? Harold, the guy that works at the anthropologist at the New York University. And he's the one that's going to, you know, search for these people, right? And so he basically tells us, yeah, they all went missing. We see this like footage of them being like just normal people, you know, like they seem like they're just like regular people, like having a good time, looking forward to this whole thing. I think part of the shock, because there's not enough of that in here, but the additional shock is that like they recover the footage finally, they bring it back, you know, home, and they're going through, and we see like they're actually pieces of shit. Like they're
like the worst.
Yeah, they're horrible people. They rape several of the, you know, tribes women there. Even like the girl joins in, or she's just like, you know, kind of letting it happen, killing all these animals, but not just to like eat them, like to torture them, like ripping them apart and stuff like that. And I think it's supposed to maybe show us like, yeah, all right, well, we see the natives do this stuff, but it doesn't really bother us as much because it's like their world. It's more disturbing that like civilized people are acting like just as bad or worse.
It's definitely worse.
It's definitely worse. They fucking put him in that hut and burn it down. Like,
yes, for but no don't reason. Don't forget that the native man, like the other native man, like raped that other native woman with a fucking rock. And we're like, oh, well, this is what the tradition is. Don't stop it. You know, it's a ritual or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, but then he killed her.
But that wasn't one of the crew members. I'm talking about one of the natives. Right. Native on native. There was like native on native stuff too. You know, they're here to like, you know, show these like people who they consider like savage and stuff like that. But this is just like their world, right? And they came in there and they kind of like acted worse and disrupted things. And then they got fucking killed. Like they got just taken right into the fray of it all.
Because there's a difference between like the tribes doing it and like these people doing it. The tribes are doing it because this, like you said, this is their world. This is their culture. They have reasons for everything that they do. If they're killing animals, they're killing animals for sustenance.
Yeah.
And rituals. Like these are their belief systems. This is their culture. You know, it's what they're raised on. When you see those film crew going out and doing it, they're not doing it for any reason other than to just be dicks.
They're in the Amazon. They're so far from where they are from that they could just kind of be themselves.
Yeah, like Lord of the Flies or something, you know?
Right, you know, like you think like Westworld, you know, like people go to this and they could just be whoever they want. They could go rape a fucking robot, kill a robot, you know what I mean? I think like this is like a version of that where they go there and like their true nature is shown. That's why I don't think the movie is without artistic merit. I think there's something to be said about the movie, definitely. I don't think it's just like, oh, they're just trying to shock you to shock you. I think the movie has something to say. They do it in a very unique way, obviously, something that we don't see anymore. And I don't know, it's not something that I really want to like turn on again or watch. I mean, more like for educational purposes, I think, than actually entertaining me. Because it's like the inspiration for like Hostel and stuff like that, which are movies that I don't really like. But this is like real shit, you know? And actually, there are real killings in the movie.
Because right. some of the clips that they use were used from actual human beheadings and torture
When they show the documentary footage for the other thing, it's real. I promise there's nothing else like this in the rest of the scheduled episodes.
No, I wouldn't give it up because I feel like it's a part of history, and like that disclaimer at the beginning, you know, there's a big disclaimer at the beginning.
Oh, it's good. It's good. That disclaimer made me feel like, if for something.
It's like, well, yeah, that's where I was like, this is not just going to be like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre clone or something. Yeah, this I was just like, oh fuck.
You know, like, when people say like, how's a good like racist joke start? And you like, guy looks back and forth, make sure no one's around. That's what that fucking opening was. It's like, oh man, we're going to see some shit. There's like a lot of stuff about like, oh, we have the right to, you know, show things in this artistic I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck do they put in this?
Yeah.
They're defending themselves a lot before the movie starts.
So, I mean, I do think it's something that you don't need to see a lot of stuff of this nature to really get it, but I would say that this is a prime example of something that, like you said, it does have artistic merit. It has like a great format for like the three phases of the movie, you know, because you have him going to get the footage and then them reviewing the footage and the footage themselves and like all the discussion surrounding that, you know, with of course the conclusion being burn it all, like,
right, exactly. Yeah
Which
how people feel about the movie, you know,
right.
Yeah. Which is what was an interesting take, right? Because like that pretty much says it all. When in the movie that they're talking about that they've made is like they review it and like, no, this is not to be presented anywhere. Destroy it. It's never going to surface. Like, that was the whole intention of the movie, and it sure as shit got that reaction from the world, where it was banned in 40, 50-something countries. It's on all these lists where it cannot be distributed. It's really interesting piece, for sure.
If you hit something with a bow, like, you're going to go up and just put it out of its misery. Like, there's nothing like that's it was sadistic. It was so, like, over the top. It
was not like hunting in any way. It was torture.
You know, there's a lot of interpretations out there for this movie. I'm sure people have all sorts of thoughts about it. If they actually, you know, can kind of get past some of the things that are intense and see it past saying, oh, it's just smut, it's just, you know, garbage. I think it does have like stuff to say, and I feel like I got something from it. I was able to kind of like just deal with the stuff on screen, honestly. I knew that like the people on people things were fake, and I knew that the animal stuff was real. And while it's pretty horrific, it's like, I think it's a part of it which is like, you deal with it. A lot of people could just sort of go about their business and turn their mind off to the fact that like all the shit that you eat, you know, most of that stuff is not well taken care of. You know, well, you know, if Sean was here, he'd, you know, talk to us about this stuff. Like, he's a vegan. You know, like, there's a like pretty disgusting process that goes behind making our meat.
That's very true.
You could fucking go enjoy a sandwich, you know, or, you know, a meal or whatever, and just turn your brain off to the fact that that's the kind of shit that happens. There's definitely a shock value. There's definitely some like gratuitous things in there. I would just say the director had probably like motive behind this to make a movie that had a particular message. And he went about putting the movie out there with a lot of shocking things. And I don't think it was out there like to just, I want to just shock people to shock people, because you could have just done like without the storyline. Just here you go. Here's a bunch of shit that I saw, you know, that we did to animals. But there was like more to it, you know. And I think that having the documentary footage recovered, showing us what those people were, the reactions, his reactions to being there with the natives, gave us a better message about like human nature. I think it's worth a watch for anyone that's kind of into horror and curious about these kinds of movies, but you have to have a strong stomach. I think it's kind of an important film. I don't know. That might be me like sounding like an asshole, but I think it's an important film.
I fundamentally disagree. Did the director maybe have something to say with this movie? Sure, probably did. I get the message behind it. He didn't have anything original to say, though. Stories of quote-unquote civilized people, you know, being out in the wild and becoming savages, that's nothing new. It wasn't anything new back in 1980. You know, Lord of the Flies had come out many, many, many years before that, and God knows how many other stories before and since that. He was telling a story, again, that had been told to death, even by 1980. And he was doing it in just the most gratuitous and disgusting way you could possibly tell a story like that. And I think it was done solely for shock value, without any moral consideration whatsoever.
You don't think that the shock value was put in there to get, you know, an attention in a good way?
Honestly, no, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. The fact that he had a cast and crew that was so willing to go along with him, I think everybody involved with the production of this movie is just morally reprehensible. Seriously, he had a cast that was willing and able to just viciously slaughter animals for no good goddamn reason on film, other than they were getting paid.
Like, I don't know how much discussion there was prior, you know, with the script and with the vision and what he wanted from that movie. But I know from watching that documentary, a lot of these people were like up and coming aspiring actors. And that one guy, the main guy, the lead character, was a porn star. He was trying to become an actor. Oh, I didn't know about the second one, or maybe they said it.
Yeah, I think two of them were.
But he was trying to get his like credibility, so he was going to go into this real movie. But like, at what point?
Yeah, that worked out well for him.
Right? Well, he was in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was Spider-Man, you didn't know?
That was Tobey Maguire?
Toby.
Yeah, that was like a big point that they focused on in the documentary, that there was one scene, he was like a guy on the docks.
Oh, when Tobey Maguire kills Seabiscuit?
On the docks?
Yeah, remember when he like ripped him apart and shit?
Or exported to somewhere? Like, yeah, it's like, at what point do you go through the contract and go through all this stuff and you say, okay, I'm in. And then when shit starts to get out of hand, because I think they could have had the same movie and the same message with going to a tribal community, and that they're cannibals and that they were They abducted this crew that went to go film them, and they killed them all and recovered thing. You could do that entire message and everything with practical effects and like somewhat graphic kills on the humans, because you know it's not real. You know it's fake, right? The rape scenes were all fake. The woman on the pike is fake. Everything is all fake. It's all cinematography. But like when you're there, just innocent creatures, just literally for no reason, just for shock value to add to it. Because I would have even been more approving of it if it was an actual group of people and you're observing them and like they're hunting creatures and they're doing things for their tribe as opposed right,
that's,
to...
That's different and that's fine.
Right. I would have been fine with that where it's like, well, okay.
They say, and this is really all we have to go by, right? It's like what people at the, you know, on the production crew had said, that they fed the natives ate this stuff.
God only knows in what manner that they would do it. You know, I'm sure they didn't literally just massacre.
The fact of the matter is, like, the natives, when they're going out to hunt an animal, they're going to hunt to kill, not to torture. These animals were tortured, and then they were killed.
And honestly, the one that
and
got
it was
away
all done
with
in the name of quote-unquote entertainment.
The one that got away with it the easiest was the monkeys, because their head was just chopped, and that's it. You know, the turtle got decapitated, and then his muscles are still spazzing out, so you see his arms flailing around, and then they cut the shell open, and like to me, that was just excessive, and it was overly gruesome. That to me was the worst scene.
I mean, yeah. Well, all right. I'm gonna go out and just say that, like, while I think maybe we might be using the word like torturing the animals a little bit too much, because the first thing they did was they chopped its head off, and then they dressed it, like they cut it open, and they were taking everything out of it. I don't know. Like, I feel like when I think of like torturing animals, like holding it over a flame, cutting an arm off, like letting it, like these things were killed pretty much. They were killed. I understand what you're saying.
That was not an effective kill. Like that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's not very much an inhumane way to kill an animal. And like, hey, listen, like you brought up the point, like I eat meat, you know, like I understand. I watch documentaries of what it's like at slaughterhouses. It's, I don't know.
Needless to say, I will not be rewatching or revisiting this movie at any point ever.
At least until Christmas, you know. It's a good Christmas movie, though.
It's a good Easter movie. It's coming up.
Yeah, no. I will not be watching this movie again.
I kind of want to take the opposing opinion just to have a conversation here. You know, I didn't enjoy any of it, just to be clear. I didn't enjoy watching the animals get killed. I don't know that I would go as far as to say that they were all tortured. I just think they were killed and they were ripped apart.
I mean, I can agree with you for like the monkey and the turtle that they weren't tortured, right?
It's disturbing to watch.
It's definitely very graphic.
An animal being dressed.
Like, yeah, and it's like, yeah,
but people
me,
do it all the time
well
with deer. And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. I mean, that's very, very true.
And they eat
but
it.
Like to watch it.
Like with the turtle, like that wasn't done for the purposes of let's eat this turtle. That was really done for the purposes of, again, entertainment.
You weren't entertained.
I was not entertained, but that was the
what we were saying. But even like if I took its head and was like, what is that, like something you would do with your bros, is like, you know, being like,
no,
me, I miss Piggy.
Because because the documentary crew people were sick. I you know, like they were playing with the animal parts.
Yeah,
it's
like
not
the
that, I'm not
its
like,
guts and stuff.
Yeah, no, that was fucking gross, but it was supposed to be. Like, it's supposed to, like, someone had to go and be like, yeah, I'll show you an unpolished version of the shit we're talking about. And they made it, you know?
I've seen Two Girls, One Cup. People make shit and I watch it, you know? I'm just saying.
Sometimes people
it doesn't
make
mean
shit
it had to be made.
It, so.
No, I know. I know. But Two Girls, One Cup wasn't like in a theater, you know? I mean, at least I didn't see it in a theater.
Oh, that's, you got to see it in theaters.
I saw it for the 10-year anniversary.
I rent out theaters
3D.
For private showings.
I got
it's
my 3D. It was actually
now.
4D, yeah. You got shit particles spraying on you.
It was a special edition. They added in all these like new like tauntauns and shit in there. When the shit came out, there was like a ring explosion. Yeah. It was over the top.
The HUD was fucking outstanding.
Yeah, I don't know how they edited that in there, but it worked. Like, it was great.
Especially when she had to go behind him and stand on his tail.
Yeah, when she, I was gonna, I was literally, shit on Justin, him. I was literally about to just say, it's like, and then when she went around Jabba the Hutt
and then ate his shit and puked it out.
All right, let me ask you a question. Is this the grossest thing you guys have ever seen?
Yes.
I wouldn't say it's the grossest thing I've ever seen. I've definitely seen some like a lot more gross shit. But as far as movies go, I'd say this is probably up there.
Movie wise, yes, movie wise, this is that's what I'm talking about.
And like, I don't usually get too invested in movies. I don't usually travel to the world that Nicole Kidman keeps talking about every time I go to AMC.
She's talking about this.
I don't. I don't get transported to that world. In a
place like this.
Oh, I would love to splice in scenes from that movie with that dialogue.
Oh, man. No, but I like things don't usually affect me in that way. Mainly like those three scenes like really didn't sit well with me. And it's like people get sick from like Terrifier. You know, people are talking about, oh, Terrifier, and people were throwing up. And it's like Terrifier didn't bother me, and I don't give a shit about that. Like any of that other stuff, like I don't care.
This movie pushed it to the absolute limit of a film. That's it. It like the only thing they could have done was actually kill a person, and they couldn't do that.
But I think they stopped just short of that.
They really did. They did everything else like before you get to that point. They killed a bunch of animals on screen. They fucking showed footage of people being killed from another documentary. They did everything they could fucking do before actually killing a person. And they pretended that they did.
Lots of rape.
There's a lot of rape, yeah. Well, I mean,
a lot.
In the documentary, they were explaining how one of the extras, like one of the tribe girls, was like 14 years old. They had to do their best to explain that it's just a movie. Nothing's going to happen. No one's going to get hurt. Like, you're not in any danger at all. But like, I don't think they were even confirmed that it was clear to the people that nothing was going to happen. So I think a decent amount of it is probably real terror.
They did hire women from a brothel to do a lot of the stuff that we saw in the movie. You guys can't forget when the professor was running around with his penis flopping around the pond, right?
And he went into the water and he had like a dozen naked chicks.
Yeah, they were
with the haunting orgy theme.
Yeah, oh, the music is amazing in this movie, by the way. I don't know where it came from. It sounds like it's from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but it's insane. What we're watching. That's the most disturbing thing in the movie.
What I want to know is why they got that kid. I don't remember what his name was, Rodrigo or whatever. Remember when there was like the people going up, shooting darts, getting down? Yeah, and like they had it. They're like, yeah, just go stand out there naked. Didn't really understand what was happening, but it was like some sort of like ritual of like peace.
So
or
that
something.
Was so that kid was their guide.
And but like was he a local? Because I didn't think he was a local. I thought he was.
He was a kid of a shaman. He was an important person. They could tell by the mark on the back of his neck.
Right.
And no, not that guy.
But I know. And then that's who he was holding when he did his naked dance about like.
Right. Okay.
He knew. He was saying like, "Hey, I'll release him," and he was showing. He was like, and I'm seeing it while it was happening. They're like, "Yeah, they're showing that they're brave." But they're also showing he's not a threat. It was like, I think the nudity was all about like to demonstrate you're not a threat. This would be like exposure. And that's why I think the...
Right. That's why when they were shooting their darts at him, they're shooting at his feet to be like, okay, you're fine. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just weird. We didn't talk about it yet, but it was definitely a major talking point in the documentary was the similarities in like found footage to Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
And that was a major talking point in the documentary.
Well, that's actually when I first heard about this movie. It was when Blair Witch Project came out, or I guess right before Blair Witch Project had come out. There were a lot of articles that were coming out around that time talking about the similarities between those two movies.
Yeah,
and they were talking about that. They said how when this movie came out, people were like, oh my God, this is like such a unique idea and no one's ever done this. And people that knew about Cannibal Holocaust were like, no, like clearly you've never seen Cannibal Holocaust. Go take a look because this is like the OG. Yeah. This is the movie that started found footage.
Yeah. From what I've read, this is widely recognized as the origin of found footage.
That's everything I seem to find online as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think there's another thing to be said about this too, and it's that it's a shocking film and many people have not seen it. Many people haven't heard about it. And I think that's a testament of how well people could just shut down what they don't like. Like they did everything they could do. They banned it. They arrested the guy. They questioned him, right, on all these things that were in there. They edited out parts for like for a future viewing, all this kind of stuff. Like it was just basically like rake through the coals for better or worse. I don't know. You know what I mean? The argument could be made. I'm not going to make the argument. And it just like faded into obscurity. We're like, what, how, like in what world would a movie like this like disappear? You know what I mean? Like, with all the shit in here, you would think that everybody would be still talking about this because it is literally one of the goriest films ever made, with some of the most shocking things that you could see on an actual film, a theatrical film, you know, not some kind of like internet bullshit thing, you know what I mean? Or something like.
Right. Not Jar Jar Binks.
No.
We're not talking about that.
No.
Talking about real life shit.
Yeah.
Real life disturbances in the force.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think there's just a lot of interesting things about this movie. I think I'm watching it like very detached. I didn't really come away from it with like any you know, outrage or anything like that. I'm just like,
and I wouldn't say that I was outraged after I watched this. I was definitely like, I don't even know how to describe it, because I wouldn't say I was disturbed either, because I've seen like real life more disturbing shit. But it's just like, the best way I could describe it, it just didn't sit well with me.
It's
like,
not supposed to sit
I guess well. It did its job then, because...
Yeah, it's not supposed to make you feel good. That's the whole point of this. It's not supposed to make you feel good. It did what it was supposed to do. It's not a good thing, but it did it, you
Nicole
know?
Kidman was right.
Yeah.
We come to this place for magic.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously everybody kind of felt icky from it, and that's just what it is. I mean, closing thoughts, what do you guys have?
Kind of feel in the middle, absolute shameful disgust that Justin was feeling, and Joe simply just playing the devil's advocate, not saying that you took the opposite side, but you know, arguing the opposite side. I kind of can see the roots of a film like this, and it's outstanding in what it is, which is like grotesque, exploitive dumpster fire. Overall, you can't recommend this movie, but you know if you're going to watch it. It's just the only thing that I really just wish. Like, so I thought of a better word than torturing the animals is the cruelty to animals.
Sure.
It's just that was just like, I felt like, I think ever since I've had a dog, it just has really changed my perspective on that. And it's just like, it really hit different. And yeah.
So I'm more aligned with Matt here, and I'm kind of in the middle. I see Joe's points. I see Justin's points. I don't think it's a movie that's worth watching, because to me, the story and the narrative is not really intriguing, at least to me. And I didn't come away from this movie feeling like, okay, it had some disturbing stuff in it, but it had a good story and I understand the underlying plot and what the theme they were going for and whatever. To me, it was just gratuitous. And like, this movie had a sequel.
Many sequels.
Yeah.
Unofficial sequels.
They had some unofficials, but it did have one official sequel to it. Probably, like I said, I wouldn't watch it, and I wouldn't recommend someone to watch it.
Fuck this movie.
All right. All right. Well, with that said, if you want to watch this movie, you could watch it pretty much any streaming platform. You're going to pay for it. It's pretty pretty gory. I could just say this. Like, if film is your thing, and it's obviously mine and everybody on here, if film is your thing, then you should probably just watch it to see something historical. There's nothing else like that out there, and there never will be. So with that said, I think that's the only thing I could say about it that's positive, because obviously it's very hard to watch and it doesn't give you a good feeling. If you're just a person that's into film, I think that watching this is probably a must. Other than that, don't even bother thinking about it again. So with that said, thank you very much for listening, guys, and have a good fucking night.
Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Also, you can follow us on social media. We have Twitter, and that's at Sexy Vamp Teeth. We also have Instagram at the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast. So if you guys want updates on the show, please follow us on our social media sites, and make sure to tune in every Monday night for a new episode. Thanks for listening, guys, and good night.
You've been listening to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast.
Welcome to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast. Welcome to the Sexy Vampire Teeth. Stop. Who's doing
sexy?
It? You fucking
not me. Fucker.
I'm like looking at Matt's fucking. Justin, tell me it doesn't look like baby Jason. No, not even. Very specifically, Corey Feldman shaving his head, Jason.
Corey Feldman shaving right? his head.
Jason. I don't know how he got that picture. Can we put up on social media?
I'm sure Jay won't be cool with that.
Billy Corgan.
I love it.
That was his name.
I'm Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins. And I saw him in concert last year.
He's going to be spitting in his grave right now.
He's alive.
He's not dead.
I know he is.